the meeting. What just took place then?
Oh, look, we're just reviewing some film and seeing what we did wrong and what we did right. A lot wrong, but we've got a week to fix it and two more games to play us.
What's the focus that's come out of that now?
Look, as I said, we've two games to fix it, but I think we've got to play with the desperation that we played in the second half and the fourth quarter. We've got to play four quarters of that, and four quarters of Wildcat basketball. We haven't done that for a while, and that's what we need.
We keep hearing we've got to reduce the inconsistency and, you know, do that four quarters and play desperate. What's going to be the key to actually making it happen? Because it's been spoken about for a long time.
It has. You got any answers? Like, I mean, consistency's key, and, you know, every team wants to play four quarters of their style of basketball, and right now we're not doing it. We're playing two quarters here, three quarters there, half a quarter here, and if we do it, you know, we're fine, but we're not doing it consistent.
Obviously, got two games this weekend. Does it make it, you know you're in, but you've got to prepare for finals, where you're going to play in finals. Is that the focus for this week?
Oh, look, for sure. I mean, we're trying to get the best spot possible. If you look at however long I've been in the league, home court advantage in finals has been huge, and it's that type of league. So if we can get the best spot for finals possible, that's what we're trying to do. So we're trying to win two basketball games.
And with Melbourne obviously locked away on top, you're going to have to go through them in some way, would be for you to win the thing. How important is it to get another crack at them and see what you can do?
Oh, it's huge. It's a big game. They've been getting some good crowds at Hisense, so... it'll be finals-like, I guess, is what you can call it, so it's good prep.
You haven't had the away-home scenario yet. You've played home and gone away, so does the preparation for the week change much?
Not really. No, not too much. We'll have three good days of practice and then fly out. I guess if you want to look at it like that, it's kind of good playoff practice. Playoffs might be like that with a doubleheader on a weekend, so, yeah, good practice, I guess.
So do you think, despite the struggles on Friday night, you were just one or two plays away from grinding out a result then?
We had the lead with 30 seconds left, maybe. I'm not sure, we didn't watch the fourth quarter, but we were close, but, you don't want to rely on that. I mean, you look at the Brisbane game and we won it, but was that really a great game, and was that really what we wanted to put on the floor? So, you know, the win-loss would have been nice to walk away with a win. But the style of play and how we go about it is almost more important than the process, I guess.
It seemed like, to me, in the crowd, like some of the sort of attacking options or the shot looks that you guys took just weren't quite right.
I wouldn't say that. I think we missed some good looks. But again, I think we hang our hat defensively. I forget how many threes they hit, but they hit a lot of threes. And
17,
there we are. Thanks for reminding me. They hit a lot of threes and a lot were uncontested. I think we forced one turnover in the first half and maybe 12 or so in the second. So, I mean, that's a good indication of the level we're playing at in the second half, which is where we need to be at.
Does this point of season refocus you, now that it's so tight towards the end that you can't afford to be inconsistent? Does it get everyone back on the mindset that they need to be on?
For sure. I mean, the reality is we could have four games left. I mean, there's potentially four games left of the season. So after these two, you know your opponent. You focus on them solely and see how it goes. But, this season could be over very quickly, or we could go deep. But, it's in our hands, I guess.
Trev said afterwards the game that it was unlikely that you'd finish second because you're relying on other results now. Are you guys keeping it in the back of your mind that it could potentially still happen, though?
I have absolutely no. I think Melbourne's locked in first, but other than that, I have no idea about if they win and we win and they lose, and I have no idea which... We're trying to win some basketball games, and if we win two, great, and see what happens. But, yeah, I'm not sure about Adelaide or New Zealand and what happens if they win. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so all the energy has to go into yourselves rather than where you're going to end up.
Sure. I mean, it's pretty cliche, but it's about us. It's not about who we're playing. It's really about preparing us for finals.
After finals, after that, these two games, you've got the Boomer squad. Talk us a bit about your own form and what's it mean to get back into that.
Oh, it's super exciting. Anytime you can pull the jersey on, the green and gold, it's a privilege. And to be honest, I wasn't really expecting a call up. The team in the previous qualification window did pretty well. So, but it's an honour, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I know you'll be focused on this week and obviously the team, but how do you handle that going from the sort of NBL into the national camp and then coming back? It's a bit of a strange sort of format.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I've got the privilege of experiencing what the other side was like in the first qualification window. So. It's a it's a strange thing. Since I've been in the league, we haven't had it, so it's kind of 2 weeks not off, and you're practicing, and so it's kind of nice to actually, you know, get to play two games and practice, and so it's a bit different. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but it's different from the first qualification window, that's for sure.
What are you expecting from the Philippines? They're probably one of the harder teams in the Asia conference.
I've not even looked at them. I have absolutely no idea. I'm literally concentrating on Melbourne. I'm sure they'll send some film through the Aussie guys, but I have absolutely no idea with regards to them or their style of play or anything like that. It's just strictly Wildcats right now.